Stuff with Steve Othersoul on Radio City Talk.
My guest this hour was responsible for entertaining me, I think, for over 20-odd years, despite the fact he probably didn't know. I'm just looking at through his television credits from Boone. God, I don't remember. Boone? How many years ago was that?
Oh, God, that was 80-something. That was a mere slip of a lad.
To Coronation Street, to perhaps Thomas and Friends, which probably didn't entertain me for the past 7 years, but he has been the narrator on that. It's Mark Morahan. Morning to you, Mark.
Morning, Steve.
Lovely to see you. Yeah, I was just looking through your title credits in terms of what you've been... So you're Boone, Brookside, Harry Enfield, Pete Practice, Holby City, The Bill, Heartbeat.
I've done most of
them. You're the housewife's favourite, aren't you, looking at that?
The grandma's maybe now, I don't know.
Oh, I don't know. You finally found your true passion, which is Liverpool Football Club.
Yeah, yeah.
And you're in today because you are one of the stars, if I put it that way, of the return of You'll Never Walk Alone down at the Royal Court.
Yeah.
It's an incredible production. And it's how many times has it been reincarnated?
I think this is our fourth go. We did it in Belfast and Dublin a couple of years back. And we've done the Royal Court and we did the Echo Arena. So yeah, we've had a good few goes at it, and obviously every time we've done it, we've got a new manager or new players. So the show evolves, and you have to put new stuff and take bits out. But we've really tightened the show up, and some of the music's changed in the show, and it really flies along. It's great, and the reaction we've had has been fantastic.
You get a lot of people who perhaps have seen it before who go and see it again, see the updated version, and others who don't quite know what they're going to watch. How on earth do you cram 125 years of the football club into a stage show?
It's very difficult. Music helps because you can tell a great story with music. So you can kind of go through a few years in the space of a song and talk about what went on. Whereas if you're doing a scene, it just takes a bit longer to get there. Mm. So inevitably, we've obviously missed little bits out here and there, but we've tried to tell all the big moments throughout the history of the club. And, people have been very complimentary, although you do get one or two chipping in saying, there was a guy last night saying, you haven't mentioned Jeff Twentyman, and I say, well, okay, but it's very difficult to fit it all in. I said, well, we'll see if we can address that one, because we put a scene in about the Boot Room Boys and a big tribute to Ronnie Moran as well. His son was in the other day, Paul, and he was chuffed with the segment we put in. It's very difficult to tell the whole story, but I think we've done a pretty good job.
Yeah, last time I saw it was amazing. But as you say, a club with so much history, how do you incorporate every aspect of it? Do people come up to you after the show and say this?
Or yeah.
You can't hear them muttering on the front row.
No, thankfully, no. It's sometimes we often go into the courtyard next door, which is now owned by the... which was the old Penny Farthing, which is now owned by the Royal Court.
Which looks lovely, by the way.
It's great, yeah. They've done a great job. The food's amazing. Plug. So we go in there, and often the audience could come in and have a drink and have a chat. But I've had a few people say, another girl approached me. She said, "Oh, Bill Shankly." She was brought up in a home. Bill Shankly and Bob Paisley used to come and visit them and all this stuff and donate a lot to charity. She said, "You've got to tell that story," which is a lovely story, but it doesn't relate to the football side of things. So you can't put everything in, really.
Let's go from beginning to end then. I think it's fascinating, the story of how Liverpool Football Club was just founded from the very start. And I think,
Everton, of all places,
Nicky Holt's done a brilliant job, hasn't he? The writer. So if you watch it educationally, I think it's amazing to go and see this show, just to give you an idea of where Liverpool stemmed from.
Well, we've had a lot of youngsters in and it's great for them, young fans, to learn the history of the club in an entertaining way. And that's always the best way to learn, I think. I think you retain facts better when it's through song or if you read a book or you go and see a show or whatever. And we go from 1892, the founding fathers, and John Holding, and right the way through up to Jurgen Klopp. And in a whirlwind of music, comedy, footage on the big screen of the big games. We got a great segment about Istanbul. I was in Istanbul, and we kind of recreated the half-time scenario where we all walked down the stairwell and we were all shocked and thought, it's all over. And then this You'll Never Walk Alone started up, and it was sung like I've never heard it before. And I always remember going back in the ground and the atmosphere was electric. And the rest is history, but so we've kind of incorporated that actual scene that happened to me, and I'm sure thousands of other Reds, and we've put that in, and that works really well. And there's a great song that tells the story as well about Horse With No Name, it's with our own lyrics attached to it, and that really rocks, you know. And they're up, I mean, they're bouncing by the time we get to Istanbul. So, yeah, it's just a very atmospheric show, and yeah, we're very proud of it.
Go on, give us some of the cast.
We got Lenny Woods, who plays my son, my rather dim-witted son.
He's crackers,
he's
Lenny,
yeah,
isn't
yeah,
he?
He's great, Lenny. Yeah. Jake Abraham, of course, who plays my mate Jerry in the show, and we're two. And Lindsay Germain plays my wife. She's fantastic. Jamie Hampson, who's Mickey Stark's daughter, she's got a gorgeous singing voice. Yeah, it's just, and the band, of course, Tucker and Keisty, two regulars at the Everyman. They're always in the pantos every year. So we've got a blinding cast. And Howard Gray, our director, he's mustard, and our musical director. So, yeah, we've just got a great team. And it's great to have got the whole team back together again to do it. Because we've all done the show before, we've all chipped in and we've all tightened it up and we've got rid of stuff and we've added new bits and... And it's a well-oiled machine, dare I say, but yeah.
It doesn't become repetitive to yourself, having done it so many times.
How can it be when you're a Red? I mean, I'm in the wings waiting to come on for certain scenes and I'm watching what's on the screen, you know, when Shankly speaks and stuff like that. And I still get a lump in my throat, you know. And obviously the Hillsborough stuff, that's really tough to do. I mean, in rehearsals, we tried not to rehearse it that often because... It just brought the whole mood down, you know, in the rehearsal room. So we kind of skip over it as fast as we could, you know.
But it doesn't feel skipped over when you watch the production.
Oh, no,
it feels really poignant.
But this is during rehearsals. Yeah. You know, we didn't want to have to put ourselves through the ringer every day doing it because it does affect you. And the speech Lindsay has, it's heartbreaking. And it's a real interview with one of the mothers, so... You know, that the speech he has is pretty much verbatim what was relayed to Nicky or whoever, you know. So all that stuff is very, very personal and very, to every Liverpool supporter, I think. So you can't help but get affected by it. Even now, after doing the show so many times, we still do.
And there's different scenes that clearly... Each time you do the show, there's a different scene that you pick up on in a different way.
And we've all got our favourites.
Well, what is your favourite scene?
Well, I love doing... Yeah, the Istanbul scene is definitely up there, but there's a scene with Kenny Dalglish, Beardsley and Jan Molby, which is very funny, and I love doing that. and we do the Harry Enfield Scousers. I put a scene in involving those guys because we thought it would be quite funny, and we kind of turn it on its head, you know, the old Scouse stereotype. Mm. So we kind of owned it a bit more in this show.
How many football clubs could actually put a production like this together and do it well and have a history that would sort of back
well,
it up?
Well, there aren't many. I'm not going to mention the one up the road, but Celtic, Nicky did a similar thing with Celtic and they took the show up there and did one about Celtic. So Celtic's got a fairly rich history, but, you know, I've got a thing about Scottish football, so I'm not going to say too much.
A bad thing.
Well, I just don't think the quality is up there with the Premier League.
Yeah, they've got
it's a bit of a two-horse.
They've
race
got a wonderful
me.
History, haven't they? And actually, it could probably be told on stage. I don't think there's anything else like this out there, though, is there?
No, not that I'm aware of. As you say, it's a unique history, a glorious history, and I don't think there are many clubs you could do it with. With the exception of possibly one up the M62.
He keeps going, we'll mention them. You've obviously got this incredible sort of series of credits on TV. When you were asked to do this, first of all, was there a bit of a question mark as to, is this the right way to go? Or was it a labour of love? Did you just
it's
say,
a labour
oh,
of love,
this,
yeah.
is, this is great fun?
No, I mean, we keep in regular contact, Sean and Nicky and Howard and I. And, you know, I know... well in advance when we're going to do it, so it's great for me. And I always clear the decks to make sure that I'm available to do it because ain't nobody taking my role in this, you know what I mean? It's I feel like it's my baby as well as everybody else's, so
Just describe for the listeners how your character evolves throughout the course of the stage show.
Okay, well basically Tommy and Jerry, the two best mates, and they represent Scouser Tommy, the ordinary working man, Liverpool supporter, and we go throughout history as the same two characters, but there are forebears, if you like, our granddad, our great granddad, but we're playing each character, and they're essentially the same character, but they're also the fan from 1892 up to present day. So we just we morph into different characters throughout the show as well. And but essentially, we are the Liverpool fan throughout the period of the club's history, and we tell that story through their eyes.
Amazing. It's brilliant if you go and watch it. The atmosphere's electric. You've had some former players in, the likes of AK's.
Yeah, we've got Johnny Barnes in on Wednesday night.
Oh, if you haven't got your tickets, get
down
on Wednesday. Down.
I'm sure he'll be on stage at the end during one of the songs.
Well, you see these older pros, they love going on stage,
don't
they?
Of course they do, yeah. Well, Alan Kennedy, we couldn't get him off the other night. He was, he came back on for a second go, yeah.
Your guide to Merseyside sport. The Kickoff. Radio City Talk.